Chapter 3.
Are you pouting?
Brenmar said.
No,
I said.
Don't lie, dragon. I can see your brows buckling. Straighten up.
The ride from Quintuclin wasn't so bad the first day. It was good being in the company of Bezog, the part elf, Sasha, his apprentice and mate, and Shum, one of the elven roaming rangers. It had been a long time since I'd spent time with so many people. Usually it was just me and Brenmar. I kicked my steed and rode ahead of the party, leaving Brenmar in the rear. The day was dreary, a little chilling, and nothing but rolling green hills and wildflowers ahead.
Don't leave my sight,
Brenmar said. I didn't even look back. Instead, I rode farther out, far enough until I got the feeling I was alone. As I said, it was nice catching up with everyone, but their chronic presence was disturbing. Every eye seemed to watch everything I was doing, and Brenmar kept commenting on what he thought I was thinking.
Don't think you're gonna sneak off. Stay on this side of the river. Shum, go with him. Bezog, can you cast a spell that can track him?
It got old. It was aggravating. I was a man. I was becoming a dragon, and I didn't need anyone's protection. Especially now. Now I had two dragon arms, not just one. And I was itching to see what I could do with both of them. I massaged my arms. I loved the slickness and toughness of my scales. And my claws, mostly yellow but a little gold, came in handy when I gutted fish for dinner. I clicked them together. I loved the sound they made. A white puff of smoke came out of my mouth. My nostrils steamed. I tapped my fist into my chest. I'd guessed I'd had too many fish earlier, but I was still hungry. Hungrier than ever. Nowadays, I was even eating more than Brenmar, and he always ate a week's worth. I fanned the smoke. I didn't want Brenmar to see. He'd say, "Smoking's bad," or something silly like that. I'd been able to burp smoke a few times when no one was looking, but I hadn't summoned any more fire yet. I wasn't certain how I'd done it the last time, but I knew it was in me, brewing, a volcano ready to burst. Remembering the cleric Phineas, whom I'd turned into a human roast, bothered me. But not as much as it should have, probably. Well, remembering the smell did make me grimace. A little. I heard horse hooves trotting up behind me.
Oh, great.
I hadn't even been alone for a few minutes, and already, still well within eyeshot, I had company. I turned and yelled,
"Will you leave me alone?"
It was Sasha. She sat tall and splendid in the saddle. Her blue eyes were bright, and her auburn hair was lustrous. Her apprentice robes hung loosely over her elegant form. She was one of the prettiest women I'd ever seen. And she was smiling.
"No,"
she said, smiling bigger.
"What?"
I said.
"Oh, well, I'm glad you aren't Brenmar. And I'm sorry that I yelled. Sasha, I'm just not used to having all this bossing around."
She rode alongside me, giggling.
"I understand, Nath," she said. "Even Bezog is demanding from time to time."
She called me Nath, and that was fine by me. But I didn't like it so much when others called me that. Nath was just the beginning of my long name, longer than 100 men strung together. And whenever I heard Nath, my mind would start running through it.
"I believe you do know what I'm talking about. Bezog's rigid as a dwarf sometimes."
I winked at her.
"But don't tell him I said that."
"I won't,"
she said.
"So Nath, tell me, what's it like having two dragon arms?"
She caught me off guard with that one.
I figured she was going to ask how I was feeling, or in her own polite way, offer some advice. And I'd hate to tell her I'd had all the advice I could swallow. My father was bad enough, but Brenoir was worse. I said, glancing over my shoulder, then back at her.
Can you keep a secret, Sasha?
So long as it doesn't place me in conflict with the others, she said, nodding. I hesitated. I could see her point, but I didn't think what I was about to tell her would create a conflict.
All right. It's wonderful, Sasha. I feel like I can do things I could never do before. I feel faster, stronger.
I held my hands out in front of me and gazed at the black scales that shined like black sheets of ice in the sun.
I feel like I can fight anyone, anywhere, and win.
I flexed them.
I was strong before, but now, well, I just want to test them out.
Whoa,
she said.
You really are infatuated with yourself, aren't you?
Well, no, it's not like that. I'm just amazed.
She giggled.
I'm just teasing you, Nath. I really like them, too.
She trailed off, her light eyes glancing away.
But,
I said. She reached over and rubbed my arm. Her eyes brightened when she did it.
Oh, but nothing, Nath. I trust you, and I'm thrilled for you. Who wouldn't want to be a dragon anyway? And Nath, you know I think the world of you. I always have. You're a hero. You've done great things, and you'll do more.
She did it again, trailed off, and glanced away.
But,
I said,
as long as you stay on the right path, let us help with that, Nath. Why do you rebel?
Because I'm a rebel,
I said, laughing a little. But it wasn't very convincing. Not to me or her.
Oh, Nath,
she said.
You just have to be careful. This world, Nelsimbor, it has a way of changing people who aren't careful. I lost some family because of that. I don't want to lose you, too.
Her eyes watered up and she was looking right at me. It got me right in the heart. The dragon heart. And I felt guilty. Unlike the others, Sasha had a way of saying things in a manner that I would listen. I think it helped that she was pretty. And her soft voice gave me chills. I cleared my throat. There was a lump in it still. I did it again.
Sasha,
I said, touching her hand.
You don't really think anything will happen to me, do you? I'm a good dragon, remember? I'll never turn evil.
I said it as if I was trying to convince myself. That bothered me.
Look, I know I have to be careful, and that I can't run off on my own like I did before. But what if it happens anyway? Didn't you say something about it mattering more what's on the inside than on the out?
She nodded. I went on.
And we don't know that black dragons were all evil. Maybe just some of them. Oh, I don't know, Sasha.
I shook my head and ran my fingers through my mane of hair. I blew a puff of smoke.
Wow,
she said.
I'm impressed. When did you learn to do that?
I've been practicing when no one is looking. What now?
I glanced back. Brenoir, Shum, and Bezog were galloping towards me.
Oh, here comes another lecture.
I started to fan the smoke away, but thought better of it.
All right, there's nothing I can do about it. What's going on?
They galloped right past us. Brenoir was yelling.
Are you coming or not, dragon?
Sasha and I looked at each other, and then our eyes followed them. Up ahead, miles distant, was a giant black plume of smoke.
I might get to test my arms out after all. Whatever it is, I hope it's big. Dangerous. Because if it is, I've got a surprise for it.
Let's ride, Sasha.
Ha!